Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLaro5. Today's show is brought to you by French Lick Resorts,
Man O' War Golf,
Lexington Parks and Recreation, Carroll and Stone Insurance, and Edwin Watts Golf. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Very few places I would rather be than sitting in a studio on a stormy, rainy Sunday morning. It's a good thing that I didn't make plans to go out to Kearney Hill. On Father's Day, before the kids are up, then with Perry French in a studio, Perry French, talking about what's to come 3,000 miles away. Happy Father's Day, Perry French.
Happy Father's Day to you, my friend, and all the dads out there.
Father's Day is a real sap moment for me, as are most things. As everybody that knows me
You've
knows.
You've evolved to that sappy stage.
Oh, I'm serious. Like a dog food commercial, I'll get tears in my eyes now. I mean, I've always been like that, but now, you get as old as I am.
I know.
See, I'm getting a little choked up already. Just saying the name Perry French, gets me a little choked up. Father's Day is a time to reflect. We're talking about the U.S. Open, always played on the final round on Sunday, that is Father's Day. And that, to me, has always been... because it lends itself to a golfer wins the U.S. Open and his dad is there with him, and it couldn't be more poetic for what it takes a golfer to get to the point where he wins a U.S. Open.
Yeah, and for all of us that were lucky enough to grow up playing golf in a family environment, and certainly playing golf with your dad is something you look at, and as a dad now, you look back and try to reflect on those things. It's fun, and it makes for Father's Day, and if there's a day you're allowed to sit on the couch and not move for 10 hours, welcome to Father's Day today, because it's going to be a long day on the couch and watching this golf tournament's really unfolding. The shot making, and also what is going to be Pebble Beach today on probably they say it's supposed to be sunny and a little crisp out there.
That means wind, which they have not had any of. I'll say this right away. I'm actually astounded the scores aren't a lot lower, because there has been no wind. I have said this, and it's not humble bragging, as my friends like.
Captain Humble Brag. Yes.
I have played Pebble 20 or 25 times in one of the great blessings of my life. But I'm telling you, as hard as that golf course is, when the wind is blowing, like any Link seaside course, it changes everything, and they've had no wind.
Right. Having that conversation all week with people who've played Pebble out there at different times, I was fortunate enough to play a couple times out there back in the 90s, and it's just the time of golf course that it's not like a British Open golf course in the sense that their greens are small.
Tiny.
They're probably the smallest greens you'd ever play because the course was built 100 years ago, as they celebrate the 100-year anniversary of Pebble Beach. 3,500 square feet on average. Most golf courses today that you're playing on are 5,000 to 6,000 square feet. So take Picadome as one of our city courses that's fun to play. Those are a little smaller than that, but very similar to the genre era of when it was built in small greens. Add the wind factor and that 5 to 6 inches of rough that lays right next to the green. It could make for very interesting today. We were talking a little bit earlier about the leaderboard. There's four shot swings out there pretty quick.
Nobody knows what's going to happen today. Nobody knows.
And the shots that have been made, the saves that we've seen these top six guys make over the course of the first 3 days, mind-boggling. I mean, just last night watching Gary Woodland basically half semi-shank one off the really rough line, then the next shot goes in the cup like it was a tap in for a par, and
just
then he does it again.
Right.
You know, later on. I mean, it's these 8 on 14. He should be making 7.
Right.
How the ball stays up there.
Right.
How he nonchalantly walks up.
I was going
to
say, how he didn't run up that hill and
he stopped
that
and
ball.
Marked, and he fixed his ball mark. And
before he did it, I love that.
That's
love
a calm that most players wouldn't have in that situation.
Yeah.
They would be doing just what the announcers were saying. Run up there, mark your ball, right. Be panicked.
See, I would have done that just because I knew it would be a viral meme the next day.
Well,
yeah, he doesn't care about stuff like that.
That right there showed his calm. We see it in Brooks Koepka.
Justin Rose.
My gosh, he's hit so few greens. I didn't catch his putt number yesterday, but it was 19 putts through 15 holes.
Right.
So we had to have less than 25 putts again.
Again, but here's the thing. And you know what, people? If you're one of those people on Twitter, as soon as that stat went up, like the first day when he did the same thing, he had, I don't know, 18 putts and some ridiculous, I think it was 22 putts, 19 putts.
Yeah, 19 putts and 15 holes.
And of course, half of those are because he's missed the green and he's chipped and he's made the putt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And these people on Twitter go, yeah, but it's not that he's a great putter. It's because he... Just shut up. He's still got to make... If you've never stood... Now, I obviously didn't play in the U.S. Open. If you've never stood over a 5-foot downhill putt at Pebble Beach...
Oh, my gosh.
You have no idea how hard that putt
One
is.
One of the conversations I had yesterday as talking the tournament, playing out there, your first go-through, even your 10th go-through, you look at a putt and you'll say, oh, this is breaking 5-6 inches to the left. And the caddy goes, other side of the hole, 5-6.
Right.
You go, what?
Yes. And
play it where the caddy tells you to play it because it's going the other way, 6-7 inches.
Absolutely.
So that type of mind stress to see what your eyes are seeing and not believing it because of the poanda, because of the tropism right. with the ocean and all that you just don't know, that you have to know to be that successful, and then to be able to negotiate the number of putts. Ches Reavy, oh my gosh, amazing. The putts, I mean, it's not like they're making 8-footers. These are rolling in 40-foot putts on these greens, and it's just, it's astounding to see what the top players are doing.
Yeah.
And whether that can do it for that fourth day, you know, when it really all comes to...
And especially on the back nine.
And a little different to putt when the wind's blowing 12 to 20 miles an hour off your back shoulder or in your face or, you know. So it should lead to a very interesting day. We'll see what happens.
It'll
be fun to unfold.
Now, those of you that listen to Backspin Golf, and there are many of you, and we are very appreciative always, I can't tell you the number of times during the week that somebody will come up to me and say, thanks for having a golf show on Sunday morning. I love listening. It really means a lot, even if you're just listening and then going out to play or whatever you're doing. But you'll know that every Sunday, I say good morning to my friend, and now Perry's friend, Chris Mascaro, who lives in Atlanta and has an incredible podcast called Next on the Tee. And just great guests, and he's just a wonderful interview. He does a lot of research. It's just a great show. And I always say good morning, Chris Mascaro, because he always promotes Backspin Golf. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. He's expecting a paycheck. I think at some point he's keeping tabs. That's my guess. Anyway, this morning he texted me and he said, Happy Father's Day. And I had an idea. I thought, since we're in the studio and we're live, why doesn't Chris call us so we could say hello to him? And good morning in person. So, good morning, Chris Mascaro.
Hey, French, happy Father's Day, fellas.
And to you, too.
Absolutely. Good
my
morning.
Friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, you are in Savannah. Is that correct?
I am. Yeah, we came down to Savannah for the weekend. And, yeah, it's fantastic down here. With no rain, like I heard you say, raining there. No rain here. Beautiful day.
Good.
Savannah's great.
Are you going to play golf on Father's Day?
I wish I could say I was.
Yeah.
But no, I won't be. But my children will be taking me out for breakfast, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
Nice. Finally, you put a picture up of your kids. Finally. I mean,
two out of three.
You got two out of three, right? But I mean, you know, it's Father's Day, so that's good. Have you had a chance to watch any of our national championship?
I have. It's been an interesting tournament to me to this point. I was listening to the top of the show and you guys talking about Woodland and Justin Rose. And to me, Justin Rose, you know, to your point, I was reading the same things on Twitter that you were talking about. And when you look at a guy like Rose that just seems to be putting the ball in the hole, recovering nicely, to me, that's what you got to do in a U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. If you can recover nicely, if you're chipping and putting well, that's going to be the tell of the tale to me.
Yeah.
Right. I think Justin Rose is the guy to beat. He's one back, but I think Justin Rose is the guy to beat.
Well, this Sunday is the 6-year anniversary of his 2013 U.S. Open Championship at Marion. And if you go back to that event, just a little bit of what happened with his head-to-head with really Phil chasing him, he did the same thing. He didn't make any mistakes around the green. And that is really where the U.S. Open separates itself from most tour events and even the majors, is that you're chipping out of where you can't see your shoes, bunkers that are deep and fescued around them. And it should be interesting to see if he can continue it, because he's done it for 3 straight days. He's hit the fewest amount of greens of anybody on the leaderboard with a chance to win this thing, and continues to be, you know, when you're 10 out of 12 and you go to 13 out of, you know, 15, you can make 3 more in a row to keep that percentage that high. You've got a special thing going on.
And
He's got that going on.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Chris. And I haven't mentioned yet. Now, normally, like with the Masters, when I predicted Tiger would win, I will say I also, as Chris knows, predicted Tiger would win this U.S. Open.
Yes, you did. You're sticking to it.
Oh, yeah. He's shooting 42 today. And he's going to win by about 9 shots. He's not only going
to
win.
At 10 under, all he has to do is shoot 60 to have a chance.
That's
today.
Correct.
So it's not.
And he could do it. He could do that. Right, Chris? What? Why are you laughing? What?
If he shoots 30 in the front 9, when we turn the TV
we'll
hour, everybody will be going, what in the world's going on? Tiger 600 par.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's going to have a good round today.
He has not played well.
But, are you picking Justin Rose, Chris?
Like it. I am. To me, I think Justin Rose is going to win this thing. I think, Gary Woodland is playing great golf, and I would love to see Gary Woodland play really well and go on and win this thing. I mean, you know, he's had a couple of top tens in the last couple of majors. So I like Gary Woodland's game. But to me, and I think you guys said it a moment ago, there's something special about what Justin Rose is doing right now that tells me that he is going to win this thing. And, you know, and you can never count Brooks out, right? I mean, Brooks has got ice water in his veins.
Right.
It'd shock me if he goes out and shoots 65 today and wins. No. But I think Justin Rose is the guy to beat right now.
Yeah, Brooks will be a group in front of them, right? Is that the pairing? He's one group in front of them.
Right.
So just enough to post a number, whether it's, you know,
and have
loud, and what do you think that number is, Chris? What do you think that number is? Do these guys have to shoot a couple under par again today?
Yeah, I would say, you know, for Brooks to have an opportunity to win this thing, I think he's got to go out and shoot 67.
Okay.
And then post that number and keep the pressure on Woodland.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, people who know me know I'm a huge Louis Oosthuizen fan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would love
me
nothing
too.
More than
me
Louis Oosthuizen.
Yeah.
To go out and shoot 63 or 4 and do something crazy in the U.S. Open and win.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to take that in order to beat Justin Rose.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's there for the taking. There's an interesting trend that I heard after Friday's round, is that in the last 23 years of the U.S. Open, the champion, and this stands to reason, but the champion has come from any player in the top 6 after the second round. And all these players that are left, really from Woodland down to Ravy, were in the top 6 after round 2. So this tournament lends itself to, if you're in the front playing well, it's hard to make up a lot of ground just because it's the U.S. Open. You know, you make 3 birdies in a row, all of a sudden you make 3 bogeys, and it's, you know, it's still a nice round of golf when you shoot even par, 1 or 2 under, but you can't get that 65, and it's got to be really special to get it that deep. So I'm with you. I think Brooks has to shoot 67. Get to 11 under. That means Woodland shoots even for the day, which,
right.
You know, again,
and
there's enough birdies out there on the first few holes.
Well, you got to make them on the first 7 holes.
Yeah, there's enough birdies out there early to get a couple under par, but you can give them back a little later and always pick up one on, you know, maybe within the confines, a couple coming back in the back nine, but it's not totally the last seven holes aren't unbirdieable.
Hey, how about this, Chris Mascaro, next on the tee. So far on the back nine, the first two rounds, Gary Woodland and Justin Rose had zero bogeys during the first two rounds on the back nine, which is insane.
I think they had it.
I think somebody made a bogey yesterday. Didn't Gary, or no?
No, I think they showed the set. They were nine under par in the back nine, the two of them combined for three rounds, and the field was like 328
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they don't have a bogey all three rounds.
I don't think they've bogeyed the back.
Anyway.
I didn't see that yesterday.
So you're going to get a chance. Are you going home today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, get home because, you know, at 5:30 is when the leaders tee off.
You got all day to do it.
Yeah, you got some time to get back. Oh, that's right. You're not that far from where you live. I forgot. Okay.
No.
All right.
Breakfast and then a trip back to Atlanta.
Nice.
Probably, what, about
perfect,
5 hours?
Perfect Father's
Day. Yeah, it's about 4 hours.
That's nothing.
We'll be back
You enjoyed the beach this weekend. You had good weather down there at the beach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all happy for you. Yeah. Those that are sitting here working in the rain, we're all very happy for you. All right. We'll talk to you soon. You're the greatest. Thanks for calling us.
Have a good one, Chris.
Happy Father's Day.
You too.
Okay. To you. Bye.
See you. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back at 8:30. Our buddy Trevor Reisk is going to call, and we'll talk some U.S. Open with him.
Is the U.S. Open going on today? That's probably what we should be talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take a break. You can just read a quick article about it, and then we'll talk.
Just get caught up.
Oh. Perry French. Sean's here, too. Getting up early on his Father's Day. Holding down the fort. Doing nice things for both of us with chairs. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. Yes. This is Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
The PGA Tour returns to Kentucky with the Barbasol Championship at Champions at Keene Trace, July 15th through the 21st. 132 of the world's best golfers will compete for $3.5 million in prize money. Visit BarbasolChampionship.com for complete details.
Hey, peeps, listen up. I have five words for you. Carroll and Stone Insurance Services. That's right. They'll review your current coverage, whatever it is. They can provide five quotes on all lines of personal insurance. It's always the right time to make sure your coverage is right. Just go to CARROLL and Stone.com.
Commonwealth Credit Union is bettering lives in our communities, which is why we're proud to sponsor the 2019 Barbasol Championship and their Caddy 127 charity, because nobody should walk alone. Join us from July 18th through the 21st at Champions at Keene Trace in Nicholasville. Children 16 and under will get free admission. Plus, on July 20th, all state employees will get 20% off admission on Ticketmaster with promo code CCUGOLF. Visit Ticketmaster today for your tickets to the 2019 Barbasol Championship. Commonwealth Credit Union. Here, we see you differently.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you feel heartburn up in your throat, you'll do anything for fast relief. You might chug milk directly from the source.
Okay, girl, easy.
You might slurp down an entire slushie in a single breath.
Oh, that didn't help.
Don't try just anything. Try new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers, the only antacid that melts to leave a cooling sensation while it starts working as fast as now to relieve heartburn.
Oh, That's better.
Soothe the burn with new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers. Use as directed.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the Cobra King F9 Speedback Driver, the ultimate formula for speed, making it the fastest and longest Cobra driver ever. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Beach Bend Park is the place for summer fun with two parks in one. There's thrills for all ages with classic amusement rides, water park, daily shows, mini golf, and more. Experience the park at dark for Friday Night Lights. Plus, enjoy fireworks on select nights. At Beach Bend, the parking, tubes, and sunscreen are always free. For hours, offers, and season pass info, visit beachbend.com. This is your summer, your time. This is your beach. Beach Bend Park. Fun for the whole family.
Beach Bend Park. Let's all go down to Tri-City.
Tri-City Auto has the highest quality used car deals in town. Find the car, truck, or SUV you want, and Tri-City can arrange on-the-spot financing for qualified buyers. Good credit or bad credit, they'll find a way to get you in a nice ride. Tri-City Auto, 616 East New Circle Road in North Lexington. And whether you buy or not, Tri-City wants to buy your car. Get to Tri-City today and buy here, pay here, and ride here.
It's so good down to Tri-City.
It doesn't matter if your game's played with a bat, ball, puck, or club. If it's sports, we've got it covered. ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
In just a few minutes, our buddy Trevor Reisk from Tap In Golf is going to join us for a few minutes, and we'll talk about what he thinks so far about the Open. He's always great. I'm just going to say, Perry French, I'm rooting hard for Gary Woodland today.
Yeah, I think that's it's a neat story. Obviously, Gary's been a solid player on the tour for a number of years.
He's teased us a lot.
You're going to tell that story about your brother?
Well, my brother Mitchie, who is part of a venture called Golf Getaways. Before that, it was called something else. And I can't remember what it was now, but it's evolved into Golf Getaways, and it's fantastic. Anyway, yesterday, his partner, Darren Bunch, put up on Twitter an interview that they did with Gary Woodland from, I don't know, 8 years ago maybe or something. They were in South Carolina at some secondary event. Gary Woodland looks like he's 12, and it's my brother Mitchie interviewing him. And he was just so cool, And when I talked to Mitchie yesterday, he said, you got to root for him. He said, he's a wonderful guy. It would mean so much to his career and the kind of breakthrough that we've seen with Brooks Koepka, for example. Mm-hmm. Same kind of player. He's a little even more emotional. Like his fist pump when he made that 5 and 14 yesterday. Yeah. I mean,
well, the 3 on 12 was the that was a significant play, and that's good to see. I mean, Brooks has got a little different persona about him.
Yes,
maybe
he does.
Almost like, hey, come on, show a little emotion.
All right, wait, but that's the way. Hold it. Did you see the interview with Brooks after the round?
Yes.
He has never had a hot drink in his life. Coffee?
Cocoa?
As a kid, he never had a cup of hot chocolate.
No. Grew up in Florida. So?
So? So? It's hot in the summer. So? What kind of kid has never had hot chocolate? I can't root for him. I'm just saying, that's weird.
He is certainly falls a little on the quirky side.
Eccentric is another word, maybe.
And
yeah.
He has used that to his...
Yeah.
Personal
benefit.
Benefit and personal demeanor, how he's...
Right. It's working.
It's working. And look, if you look at Brooks Koepka 4 years ago, pictures of him on tour, significant change to his body.
Well, yeah.
I mean, seriously, he did.
I know.
And
his
workout
regimen.
So this is a kind of a unique combination to do that. We saw that happen with Tiger Woods.
Right.
Everybody once said, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And... you know, we know what that led to. There's the window. Brooks is in the window right now where he's obviously peaking on all and performing on all cylinders.
Right.
Could maintain that, but will there be a breakdown cycle
later on?
A couple of years from now or what? So he's an interesting story.
Yeah. He's certainly
showing up when it counts. And he is living to where he's preparing himself. And didn't Tiger Woods do that too? Showed up every major. He may not have won them all, but he was certainly in the hunt.
Yeah, he did. But he also won, 70 other events?
Yeah.
68
That's
other events?
That's the interesting thing about it. But today's world, I think, guys are really
focused.
They
don't
care. Yeah, there's too much money out there. So to play 40 times.
To play the John Deere is not a bet. Yeah, right.
They're playing to play in like he did in the Canadian Open to prepare for the U.S. Open. And that's where the schedule on the PGA Tour will continue to be very important to those tour events.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian Open had its best field ever in so many years, as opposed to falling the week after the British Open, which
nobody cared.
A worse spot to be in?
Right.
I mean, coming across from the British Open, the Open Championship.
Yes.
Unless you're an RBC player, you ain't coming back to play in that event. Sorry. So good for the Canadian Open. It was a great event. We saw Rory just smoke the field and have his game peak after a poor week at the Memorial. Brooks doing the same thing. So those things, it's like they did with the Houston Open. Put it in front of the Masters and play the golf course to be very similar in conditioning with and so it's good. I think the PGA Tour is doing some good things because they realize that's how the top 50 players in the world are going to prepare for the majors each year.
Well,
and so
good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. all right. Let's take another break, Sean, and we'll call. Is that all right? I have to ask permission from Sean.
He's the one at the controls.
Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll get a hold of our buddy Trevor Reese, and we'll talk to him for a few minutes. On this U.S. Open discussion morning here at the Square Country Club on Main Street, this course is in beautiful condition. The walls
water's
are perfect.
Rushing.
The carpet is
water's
rolling.
Water's rushing along the sides.
It is, but it's a little damp, but the carpets are, it's about a 15 on the stimp meter on the carpets, kind of like, almost like Masters type greens.
Yeah. Green speed is interesting out there at the Pebble. It's definitely.
We'll talk about that too. But very receptive. The ball, a lot of these balls are stopping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
and when they don't, they bounce through into that rough and, baby. All right. We'll be back. Perry French is here. I'm here. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio. 1,392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
You've heard it on the radio.
You have a job. You have $199.
You've seen it on TV.
Only $199 a month.
And hundreds of people have visited us at CartownKiaUSA.com and saved tens of thousands of dollars. Now experience the Cartown Kia USA difference. Where a job at $199 puts you in a brand new Kia today.
Imagine driving home in a brand new Kia Forte for just $199 down and $199 a month.
Or get huge discounts up to $5,000 off MSRP. And you'll pay off your trade even if you owe thousands more than it's worth.
It's for real. I put $199 down and drove home a new Kia Forte for just $199 a month.
They say it's the fun place to buy a car, and to my surprise, it really was.
$199 a month. It's a lower payment than my old car.
You just heard it straight from our customers. So get to Cartown Kia in Nicholasville now. At 3120 Lexington Road across from Sam's Club. For a Kia Forte, just $199 down and $199 a month.
Or visit CartownKiaUSA.com and see why we really are
the fun place to buy a car.
Offers exclusive on select models with approved credit. $199 plus tax, tag, and fees. Discount on 2019 V6 or rentals. Net equity and new loan. 84 months at 3.5% APR. Actors portray actual customers.
There's a new golf pro at Man O' War Golf. The revolutionary robotic swing trainer, Robo Golf Pro, is the first and only swing training system that allows golfers to feel their ideal swing. RoboGolf Pro is used by many PGA Tour players. It was designed to help the teaching professional speed up the learning curve for students. RoboGolf Pro is great for beginners all the way to tour players. Schedule your appointment today at manofwargolf.com or call 859-259-4653. The Golf Improvement Experts.
The PGA Tour returns to Kentucky with the Barbasol Championship at Champions at Keene Trace, July 15th through the 21st. Be part of the action as a tournament volunteer. For more information or to register, visit BarbasolChampionship.com/volunteer.
Commonwealth Credit Union is bettering lives in our communities, which is why we're proud to sponsor the 2019 Barbasol Championship and their Caddy 127 charity, because nobody should walk alone. Join us from July 18th through the 21st at Champions at Keene Trace in Nicholasville. Children 16 and under will get free admission. Plus, on July 20th, all state employees will get 20% off admission on Ticketmaster with promo code CCUGOLF. Visit Ticketmaster today for your tickets to the 2019 Barbasol Championship. Commonwealth Credit Union. Here, we see you differently.
Breast cancer kills more than 41,000 people each year in the U.S. alone. That's unacceptable. That's why by 2026, Susan G. Komen will cut the number of breast cancer deaths in half. We'll get there by helping those who can't pay for treatment, by funding breakthroughs in research that save lives, by ensuring that all people receive the care they need. We'll get there, but only with your help. So, are you in?
Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort, the only place in the country where you can play courses by two Hall of Fame designers on the same property. Our Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses offer two very different challenges. Experience them both and save with our Hall of Fame package. Our two historic hotels are unique as well. Cap it off with a fun visit to the French Lick Casino. Check us out online at FrenchLick.com. Bring a group and save even more. Play legendary golf this season at French Lick Resort.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is it about Tony's Steaks and Seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
For some reason, you can't listen to us 24 hours a day.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Honestly, I wonder how hard you've tried.
What exactly does that mean?
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
All right. That was smooth. I like when that happens. It shows us we're live and alive. Once again, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. Joining us now is our pal Trevor Riesk. It's Tap In Golf, and it's wonderful. And so is Trevor. We haven't spoken to him for a little while. It's great to talk to him. Hi, Trevor. How you doing, man? Trevor? Hello?
You there?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Now we got you. What'd you have us on mute or something? What's going on?
I normally have you on mute. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Hold on. Well, okay. I get it. You know what it is, Perry? He's got his game face on.
Yeah, it's
the final round of the U.S. Open, and he's focused. He doesn't want to get around.
He's got to stay focused for a long time.
He doesn't want to get around. All right, let's get your thoughts on the first 3 days. What do you think?
Well, I think my number one thought is more U.S. Opens should be at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful on TV. It's a tough golf course when they set it up the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are living in the eastern half of the United States. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to have golf on till like 9 o'clock at night.
Isn't it?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like you could work a full day and feel like you accomplished something and then come home and watch most of the U.S. Open. So I like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I picked Brooks Koepka to win this week. He's right there. I think Justin Rose is maybe somehow one of the most underrated golfers that there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just because he's British and, you know, we live in the States. I don't know. But, I mean, he's so incredibly solid. And then Gary Woodland is one of the night. I've met a handful of pro golfers in my life. Gary Woodland is maybe the nicest guy I think I've ever met.
Mm.
Just real salt of the earth type guy. He does a lot for charity with the Folds of Honor Foundation. He does a lot, you know, I'm sure everyone's seen the piece on Golf Channel where the young lady with Down syndrome, he invites her out to golf tournaments and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't ask for a better guy to be in this position. I really pulling for him hard today. I just, you know, it's going to be tough. He's got some thoroughbreds chasing him down,
right.
But I hope for the best for Gary.
Yeah. I mentioned before my brother Mitch interviewed him about 8 years ago. It's got to be 6, 7, 8 years ago, and my brother has always said that about him. I mean, so it would be great. I would lie. Those are story. Those are great. It's a great story anyway. But this is going to be this afternoon and evening for us is going to be wild, really wild, because as we've seen, Perry was talking about before, this could turn on a bounce of the golf ball that either stays in the fairway or lands an inch in that rough, or, I mean, it truly what golf is about.
Right. The fact that 3 feet off the green, a shot that looks like it's going to be
perfect,
a birdie opportunity turns into, well, it could be a double bogey just because of the bounce, and it lands in that cuff 3 or 4 feet off the green, 10 feet from the hole, and two chips later, you still got a 10-footer for par or for bogey. And that's where I see this golf course growing its teeth now, the firmness of the green. We saw that especially on 7, balls, you know, landing in way short and then having just a big hop when they first land. So being able to control that and then being able to recognize that as players will be significant for, again, a couple of key shots that would at one point be a scoring shot turn into a double bogey or, you know, certainly a bogey-birdie scenario.
You know, you, Mr. Big Shot, you said you're picking Brooks Koepka. Okay, that's going out on
the limb.
Reach.
Yeah, the reach.
Not, but.
Right, yeah, big time.
Here's this made me laugh, and a lot of stuff on your Twitter feed makes me laugh. Went with what many consider a bold pick in my U.S. Open pool. I'm confident, though. You know who he has here? Zach Blair. The first day.
That didn't
work out. The first day. I always, at the end of the day, I don't look at the leaderboard on Thursday. Who cares?
Right.
I go right to the guys at the bottom and see, oh, wow, Harrington shot 9 over. Oh, Zach Blair was the last guy on that list.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. What was he, 12 over the first day?
I lost count.
So did he.
My credibility goes out the window there.
What led you to pick that? Was it, do you know Zach personally a little bit to throw a little love his way?
Trevor Reese.
So the way the pool works is you have 8 tiers of golfers. So
right.
The first
group is
here is the Tiger Woods and the Brooks Koepka and the Justin, you know. Anyway, so the last one, you know, Zach is awesome on social media. If you don't follow Zach, he's doing great work to try and build a golf course in Utah.
Really?
I figured why not? And he'd been playing well. He actually was a qualifier for the U.S. Open. So, you know, in theory, everyone can qualify for the U.S. Open, but he actually went out and did it. I thought I'd get out there, but it didn't work out that well. But yin and yang with Brooks and then Zach Blair.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Well, the qualifier is a part of that pool grouping. It makes sense that you'd take a reach in that.
Right.
That's good.
Okay. Now here's something else Trevor said not that long ago, actually. I don't buy that we just talked about this, Trevor. I don't buy that Brooks hasn't had a hot drink before.
I don't understand it.
But he said he went to Florida State. I guarantee you he's had a shot of Jack or two. A heated shot of Jack? I mean, that whole conversation was just so ridiculous to me.
I mean, hot, who hasn't? Who doesn't have a kid that hasn't had hot chocolate?
Yeah, that would be the one.
Apparently, Brooks. The Koepkes never gave him hot chocolate.
He traveled the European tour. You'd think a spot of hot tea would be something he'd have.
He played like in 30-degree weather in Czechoslovakia in tournaments or something. I don't trust a guy that's never had a hot chocolate.
He's just adding to that persona. Mystique. Yeah, persona of what is whatever. Who is Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, it's possible he's just messing with us at this point.
Sure, he could be.
And why wouldn't
you
he?
Know?
What does he have to lose by messing with us? He's got four majors already?
Four of the last eight.
Yeah. I mean, and all that money and that girlfriend. And I mean, what he should. I'd be messing with people every day, wouldn't you, Trevor?
Yeah, this is his time. We'll see how long it continues.
Yeah. All right. Who you got? Who comes out of the pack? If it's not Zach
Blair. Like
Blair.
I said, I'm I think he's already home. But, you know, I'm pulling hard for Gary Woodland.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be Brooks. Okay. I think it's going to be Brooks.
All right.
It'll be interesting to see if he can pull
He's too good at U.S. Opens, as he's proved the past couple years. You know?
Yeah.
Well, he's practiced the patience. That'd be my pick. He practiced the patience that he's, you know, that's what his, you know, they asked him in the interview. What's the big thing about tomorrow? He goes, just stay patient. And that's the hard thing to do and not get aggressive at the wrong time.
That's what they
all said,
though.
But saying it is one thing.
Right.
Doing it for 18 holes is the key, and not finding yourself getting a little bit, get out of the comfort zone of going for a pin when you shouldn't go for it.
Are you going to play today before this television coverage starts?
So I played in a member guest this weekend, which finished up yesterday. So I am
your golf
sore. I am tired.
How'd we
I
do though?
Heartburn from all the hot dogs I ate.
Yeah. How'd we do?
I'm going to just sit on the couch.
How'd we do?
We finished middle of the pack. I haven't played very much this year. My son is almost 2 years old now, so I haven't played as much golf as I would like.
I remember those days.
My handicap is a bit off.
Well, enjoy a nap with him on your chest today, your son. Have a little nap on him. You get snuggling. You have a little nap time with him while you're watching the 10 hours.
Yeah.
It should be a fun finish.
That'd be perfect, yeah.
All right. Happy Father's Day, man. It's great to talk to you. And as always, we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, okay.
Thanks, Trevor.
Trevor Reesk, everybody. R-E-A-S-K-E.
Tap In Golf.
You can follow him on Twitter at Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Reesk, R-E-A-S-K-E. And he is very funny.
Yeah, you always get a tickle out of him. You do.
But he's really, really smart. All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap it up, and get ready on this Father's Day to go sit on the couch for 10 hours and watch. You're not going to do that, Sean, I guess. No. He says no. Just the watch and golf part you're not going to do. All right, we'll be back. Perry French, Sean and I. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio.
1,392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
The PGA Tour returns to Kentucky with the Barbasol Championship at Champions at Keene Trace, July 15th through the 21st. 132 of the world's best golfers will compete for $3.5 million in prize money. Visit BarbasolChampionship.com for complete details.
Hey peeps, listen up. I have five words for you. Carroll and Stone Insurance Services. That's right. They'll review your current coverage, whatever it is. They can provide five quotes on all lines of personal insurance. It's always the right time to make sure your coverage is right. Just go to CARROLL and Stone.com.
Commonwealth Credit Union is bettering lives in our communities, which is why we're proud to sponsor the 2019 Barbasol Championship and their Caddy 127 charity, because nobody should walk alone. Join us from July 18th through the 21st at Champions at Keene Trace in Nicholasville. Children 16 and under will get free admission. Plus, on July 20th, all state employees will get 20% off admission on Ticketmaster with promo code CCUGOLF. Visit Ticketmaster today for your tickets to the 2019 Barbasol Championship. Commonwealth Credit Union. Here, we see you differently.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services, and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Ricoh High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator Sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Ricoh and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
Beach Bend Park is the place for summer fun with two parks in one. There's thrills for all ages with classic amusement rides, water park, daily shows, mini golf, and more. Experience the park at dark for Friday night lights. Plus, enjoy fireworks on select nights. At Beach Bend, the parking tubes and sunscreen are always free. For hours, offers, and season pass info, visit beachbend.com. This is your summer, your time. This is your beach.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Despite what your ears may tell you, I assure you, we are professionals.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
All right, we only got a few minutes left. That story Trevor was talking about and why I'm rooting so hard for Gary Woodland is the Down syndrome young lady that he pulled out of the crowd at Phoenix at the 16th hole with 25,000 people screaming drunk there. And she came out. If you haven't seen this, go to YouTube and put in Gary Woodland Phoenix Open. This woman, Amy, he let her hit a shot on this par three, and she plays college golf, I think.
She does.
And she hit it in the bunker, jumped into that bunker, and then made the putt and made par in front of those screaming fans.
Yeah.
It was truly one of the greatest things I've ever seen in a golf tournament.
Yeah, she blasted it out to about 12 feet, and then Gary said, "Do you want me to help you?" She goes, "No, I've got this." And just rolled it in.
And here's the most amazing thing. There's a great, if you go to Golf World, golfdigest.com, there's a great article column about this today, because her attitude towards golf is something that all of us, especially me, could learn. Mm-hmm. She said they asked her dad, her father said, "People ask me if Amy gets nervous. My answer is, Amy doesn't get nervous. She gets excited. She absolutely savored the moment."
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I played in California, it actually was at Pebble Beach, in a tournament with a 8 or 9 year old kid who every shot he hit behind a tree or in a bunker jumped at the chance. He said, I get to play this shot, not, oh, crap. Oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had a little bit more of that in my game, it would change everything.
It's just one of those things that that is, attitude is everything. And that's personified in those two examples. But that's something that we all struggle with, I think, in the golf world. You take yourself a little too serious.
Right.
Even the best players in the world struggle with that. You know, they're working as hard as they are to become as precise. But there's also a fine line of letting yourself be in the moment and enjoy the moment. And Brooks said,
yep,
like the pressure, enjoy the pressure, embrace it.
And he certainly does.
And that's where, to that point where if someone were to pluck me out of the audience and say, come hit a bunker shot in front of 25,000 people, I go, oh my gosh, I'd have to take a step back and I'd probably be more anxious.
Right.
Even though I know what to do and all that, to make the shot happen and have it be, I'd be thinking way downfield, can I hit it in the hole,
I'd be thinking, I hope I don't blade it into the stands and kill somebody.
So that's great, and that's something good to get on you. It's something we should try to apply.
Absolutely.
Apply in our daily life as well as our golfing life.
Mm-hmm. Before we have to go, anything with Strix on Cleveland Golf's Axio Golf that we should know about? These new wedges are
coming out in July. No, we're looking forward to a fun summer with the launch, and then we're going to get some things that as many manufacturers do with the fall. But right now that's the main focus, is bringing out the new CBX2. Yeah.
And you're working really hard right now.
Yeah, it's time. We've got a little ways to go, and give us a chance to kind of unwind over the 4th of July and get back.
You and I will ever play golf together again?
Yes, I do. Good chance this July that can happen.
All right. Well,
I'm actually plotting out a little strategy to get some golf in my schedule, because if I don't, it'll never happen. But I'm looking forward to July.
Okay. All right. I'll just leave it there. Because I always savor being on a golf course with you, because your criticisms, they're not criticisms, they're the help you provide me, because you are a teaching professional as well. I mean,
yeah. Those who can't play,
I need
teach.
Help still. Yeah. I've gotten better at a lot of things, though.
Yeah. Good.
I have.
Good.
And one of the reasons my chipping has gotten so much better is because of my Cleveland wedges. I'm just saying.
Nice.
And I have the one that's out now.
Can't
wait.
Current CBX.
Yeah, yeah, let's see what happens with the new ones. Yeah. All right, I'm getting a little too. It's Sunday morning. All right. All you fathers out there, have a wonderful day every day. And you know what? Mothers also.
Yeah.
Because the kids are what matter.
It's a family day.
Happy Father's Day to you, Sean. I got a little salute, you know, those two, when you put your two fingers up to your forehead and one of those. That's cool. And to you, too.
Thank you.
What are you going to do? You just going to watch the Open the rest of the day?
Yeah, I've got, just to kind of just kick back and relax.
Good.
And look forward to a fun afternoon and evening.
Yes.
And to that point, it's good to have golf in prime time. Like most all major sports, typically get the prime time, so it's nice to see
and
that.
They and should.
Trevor mentioned, nice to see it in the prime time spotlight of
there's
the
no
sporting
game
world.
Seven. There's no. There's,
no this is
this
it.
This is it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. We'll be back next week with another edition of Backspin Golf. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Happy Father's Day. This is ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5. Hey peeps, listen up. I have five words for you. Carol and